on a foundation so they don't get caught back up in the system.
We're speaking with Ayuba Thomas, a former incarcerated person. I wanted to ask you, Ayuba, how does the issue of prison labor intersect with other social justice issues such as racist inequality, economic disparity, human rights?
I mean, it's a simple thing that when you lock people up and you take people away, they can't contribute no more. It happens in specific locales. It happens to specific communities, to specific populations. So it is racial inequality all through. I always say that we remember that a lot of this took place during with the emancipation era, you know, when people were freed and then became Jim Crow era, because the freed people were being subjected to unfair laws, unfair behavior by the police officials, by the government officials, and we were extracted and taken off of the streets because we were, at the time, they called it vagrancy. So they have a bunch of different laws in different communities that are only there in those communities, and it doesn't exist outside of the place. Like, for example, I'll use bike riding, for example. There's been, in the early 70s and the early 80s, they made, in certain communities, riding a bike on the street illegal. So that was a way for people to get drawn into the system. You know, you make these petty laws, you make these petty rules that people can't really abide by because it's not fair. If I don't have a job, where do you want me to be? It's unfair, and it's not, you know, directed at a general population. It's directed at specific populations.
Ayuba Thomas, thank you so much for being on Law & Disorder. Before we have to let you go, can you tell us how listeners can follow your work?
You know, I'm terrible at social media, but I do have a page at Insight. That's where I work with the movements for mass incarceration. We post up things there regularly. I'm also part of the NYU PEP Research Lab, so you can look that up. But right now, you just Google my name. You know, I've done some work, and I'm going to continue to do work. Hopefully, you know, you can get to it and see it.
That's A-I-Y-U-B-A, Ayuba Thomas. Thank you so much, Ayuba. It's been really great having you on Law & Disorder. You take it easy.
Thank you for having me, and I really appreciate it. And, you know, you guys are doing great work and continue the great work.
If you have any comments or questions about this segment or any others, please visit us at lawanddisorder.org. That's lawanddisorder.org. One word, lawanddisorder.org.
You're listening to WRCT's annual Massive Music Weekend,
where our DJs are showcasing some of their favorite artists in half-hour blocks.
That's 60 hours of programming divided into 120 artist blocks all weekend long.
Check out the complete schedule at WRCT.org.
Thanks for listening, and now back to the music.
completely agree. It was really beautiful. That was Come Together by the band Primal Scream, who will be featuring this half hour here on Massive Music Weekend. This is DJ Chris White. I want to thank you for listening. So Primal Scream, pretty big in the UK. Not so much here. They had a, that was off their really big Screamadelica album. That was kind of influential in combining rock and electronic and so forth. They got started a number of years before that. Bobby Lespy is the main lead singer and songwriter. Started early in his career as a drummer for the Jesus and Mary Chain, and then kind of went full-time with Primal Scream, and they jumped around in styles a bit. They started off as a little jangle pop, moved to more kind of Stones-y as hard rock, and then kind of found their niche on Screamadelica, and they've been iterating back and forth between that, and I'd say more kind of more hard rock since then. So they did have a follow-up after that. It was definitely more Stonesy. That was not well received, so we're going to skip over that, and we're going to jump to their album Vanishing Point with their song Star.
Can you sew me by a truth that everybody's got a prize? I sing this song for everyone who stands up for the rise. Every brother is a star. Every sister is a star. Every brother is a star.
Sister, sister.
That was the song Country Girl from the Primal Scream album Riot City Blues. Before that, Can't Go Back from their Beautiful Future album. Before that was Accelerator off of Exterminator. That was actually spelled X-T-M-N-T-R. They were very angry at that phase of their career, if you can't tell. And before that, the song Star from the album Vanishing Point. So that's been our quick look at Primal Scream. I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to play one more song here. Actually, their most recent album called Chaosmosis, a song called Tripping on Your Love. This is DJ Chris Wired. I hope you stick around. I got another cool band coming up next I hope you will stick around for. And please stick around for the rest of Massive Music Weekend. Thanks for listening. Massive Music Weekend on WRCT is brought to you by Piatta Italian Street Food. Piatta Italian Street Food is a spot for fresh chopped salads, tossed pastas, and toasted piattas, their take on an Italian-style wrap. With 5 locations in the Pittsburgh area, they've got options to satisfy a variety of cravings. You can find Piatta in the Northway Mall, East Liberty Shadyside area, Oakland on Pitt's campus, South Hills near Mount Lebanon, and in the South Hills Robinson area. You can follow Piatta on Instagram at Piatta Italian Street Food, that's all one word, to stay up to date on all things Piatta.
You're listening to WRCT's annual Massive Music Weekend,
where our DJs are showcasing some of their favorite artists in half-hour blocks.
That's 60 hours of programming divided into 120 artist blocks all weekend long.
Check out the complete schedule at WRCT.org.
Thanks for listening. And now back to the music.
Got to give it to me.
That was a song, Give It To Me, by this half-hour's featured artist, the Jay Giles Band, here on Massive Music Weekend. This is DJ Chris Wired. Thanks for listening. Yeah, we're going to preview Jay Giles Band. Pretty excited about that. Started out of Boston. Actually, I think we're pretty much based out of Boston, but they, I know they had a big following in Detroit due to their kind of rockin' take on R&B, blues, rock and roll. Pretty fun. Then most people know them for their kind of late stage freeze frame / centerfold, which is great. Very, very new wave pop rock. But I think we're going to focus a little bit more on some of their earlier stuff, particularly their kind of more bluesy and R&B type of music. So we're going to go back to their debut album, The Jay Giles Band, with Hard Driving Man.
Well, someone to get up in the morning. comes once, and when it comes, you better grab it fast. Cause sometimes the love you grab ain't gonna last. And I believe I muster. You know, I think I muster. You know, baby, I think I muster. You know, I think I muster. I must have got lost. Like a long time to come. How could I be so blind, baby, not to see you on the one? I let you slip on from me, baby. I let you walk on by to the love you had for me. I refuse to love, I let it die. Must have got lost. Must have got lost. Must have got lost. Somewhere down the line. Must have got lost. Must have got lost. Give away the days you're mine. Don't know why I let you leave me. Must have got lost somewhere down the line. Must have got lost. I got lost. Give away the days you were mine. Love can be a sweet thing. Girl, I just don't understand. Made a game out of love. Must have got lost. Must have got lost. Somewhere down the line. Must have got lost. Got lost somewhere down the line. Hey, must have got lost, baby. I got lost, girl. Give away them days of mine. Must have got lost. I got lost. Must have got lost somewhere down the line. Must have got lost. I got lost.
That was Just Can't Wait by the J. Geils Band, who we've been featuring this half hour. That was off of the Love Stinks album, which is, I consider that their transition to their more pop, new wave flavor of music that then led to the Freeze Frame album. Before that, Must Have Got Lost, that's the live version off of Blow Your Face Out. They were known as a pretty terrific live band, and they have a couple of really good live albums, and that's a great song. Before that, I Do, Looking for Love, and we start that set off with Hard Driving Man. That's just going to about do it for me. This is DJ Chris Wired. I hope you enjoyed this section of Massive Music Weekend with J. Geils Band. Plenty more stuff coming up, so I hope you stick around. We're going to finish off the song you're listening to right underneath me talking. This is Whammer Jammer. And then we're going to finish the set off with Southside Shuffle off their Bloodshot album. Thanks for listening, and please enjoy the rest of WRCT's Massive Music Weekend.
Come on, I'm doing a Southside Shuffle. Genocide says something, not only about Israel, but about us, about Western civilization, about who we are as a people, where we come from, and what defines us. It says that all our vaunted morality and respect for human rights is a lie. It says that people of color, especially when they are poor and vulnerable, do not count. It says we will ensure global domination through racialized violence.
That's Chris Hedges, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Chris Hedges on what the genocide says about us. The Iran-Israel attacks and the prospects of a wider Middle East war have dominated the news. Meanwhile, the bloodbath in Gaza continues. Genocide is the crime of crimes. We're witnessing it in real time in Gaza. The UN says, quote, "The entire population of Gaza is enduring destruction at a scale and speed without parallel in recent history. Nothing," the UN said, "can justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people." Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's promised mighty vengeance quickly became genocide. As Chris Hedges points out, racism enables genocide. He says, "Arabs, like all those with darker skins, are worth less in this moral calculus." This explains the outrage over the murder of 7 employees from the World Central Kitchen and the silence over the killing of over 175 UN Palestinian aid workers. Those who remain silent in the face of genocide are complicit. Our guest today is Chris Hedges. He's an award-winning independent journalist who has covered the Middle East for many years. He's the host of the Chris Hedges Report and the author of many books. His latest is The Greatest Evil is War. He spoke in Newark, California in early April 2024.
There are no surprises in Gaza. Every horrifying act of Israel's genocide has been telegraphed in advance. It has been for decades. The dispossession of Palestinians of their land is the beating heart of Israel's settler colonial project. This dispossession has had dramatic historical moments, 1948 and 1967, when huge parts of historic Palestine were seized and hundreds of thousands of Palestinians were ethnically cleansed. Dispossession has also occurred in increments. The slow motion theft of land and steady ethnic cleansing in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem. The incursion on October 7th into Israel by Hamas and other resistance groups, which left 1,154 Israelis, tourists, migrant workers dead, and saw about 240 people taken hostage, gave Israel the pretext for what it has long craved, the total erasure of Palestinians. Israel has raised 77% of healthcare facilities in Gaza, 68% of telecommunications infrastructure, nearly all municipal and governmental buildings, commercial, industrial, and agricultural centers, almost half of all roads, over 60% of Gaza's 439,000 homes, 68% of residential buildings, including the bombing of Al-Taj Tower in Gaza City on October 25th that killed 101 people, including 44 children and 37 women, and injured hundreds, and has obliterated refugee camps. The attack alone on the Jabalia refugee camp on October 25th killed at least 126 civilians, including 69 children, and injured 280. Israel has damaged or destroyed Gaza's universities, all of which are now closed, and 60% of other educational facilities, including 13 libraries. It has also destroyed at least 195 heritage sites, including 208 mosques, churches, and Gaza's central archives that held over 150 years of historical records and documents. Israel's warplanes, missiles, drones, tanks, artillery shells, and naval guns daily pulverize Gaza, which is only 20 miles long and 5 miles wide, in a scorched earth campaign unlike anything seen since the war in Vietnam. It has dropped 250,000 tons of explosives, that's the equivalent of two nuclear bombs, on Gaza. Many targets selected by artificial intelligence. It drops unguided munitions known as dumb bombs and 2,000-pound bunker buster bombs on refugee camps and densely packed